one time there was one person when I was just a little boy. There's one black man lived here, and he lived out in the country, but everybody liked him. He did little odd jobs around the area.
What names have you heard people use to call black people? I mean, both positive and negative. I mean, I know in the South we have some negative words, but what have you heard people use in this area?
Well, it's pretty common to call them niggers rather than Negroes or blacks. But you know, people in this area didn't do that to be insulting at all.
Yeah.
That was just what they grew up, that those people were niggers. It wasn't that they were being they just weren't being trying to be unkind.
Yeah.
It was just something that they thought was the correct way to say it.
Do you have any Mormons in this area?
Very few, but we have a few.
Okay. Have you heard names for them, slang names for them at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Okay. And what's an Anglo?
An Anglo?
Yeah.
Is a white person.
Okay. And have you heard people, you may have heard this living out in a rural area, I know I used to, that names for country people, kind of slang names for country.
Hicks, country hicks, and clodhoppers, and can't think of any other hicks and clodhoppers.
They'd never be called rednecks out here, would they?
No, they call Catholics rednecks out here.
Catholics, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Did they have any slang names for Indians?
I don't think so. The Indians are pretty well respected in this.
But they call Catholics rednecks. That's really interesting.
That's, I've heard.
I mean, now you've heard that. That's really something. Now, the opposite of rich is what?
Opposite of what?
Rich.
Poor.
Okay. And what do people in this area call poor people? Is that what they call them, or would they call them something else?
Yeah, I think that's what they'd call them here. I've heard people called poor white trash, but it's in this area, that's not just because they're poor, it's because they're would be poor and dirty and this type of thing. People can be poor and they still can afford a bar of soap, you know. They're not called that.
Okay.
In fact, poor people around here are respected, just like if they had something.
The person who owns a ranch is called what?
A rancher.
Okay, and the person who works for him would be called a...
Well, he'd call a cowboy or a hard hand.
Would you ever call him a ranch hand?
Ranch hand, yeah.
Okay. And would they ever use the word cattleman?
A cattleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might.
Okay. Would that be the same as a rancher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this couple of pronunciation items. The mother of Mary, the mother of Jesus, her name is...
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham, it's spelled S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
Yeah. Now, the person who represents you if you had to go to court and trial?
Would be a lawyer.
Okay. And the person who makes the decision?
Judge.
Have you ever heard of a jackleg?
A jackleg? Yeah, I have, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd ever heard of it in relationship to a lawyer, like a jackleg lawyer or maybe a jackleg Mormon.
No, I think that's where I heard it, jackleg Mormon, and that'd be, to me, that was a Mormon that didn't live up to what they're supposed to believe.
Okay, so kind of one had fallen from the fallen from the ranks.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to get you to pronounce some body parts for me. This stuff on top of my head is
hair.
Okay. And these are my
ears.
Okay. And this is my
beard.
Okay. And the thing I speak out of?
Mouth.
Okay. And the things I eat with?
Teeth.
One of them would be?
Tooth.
Okay. And this is my?
Neck.
Okay. And in the morning, we're both probably going to have a sore?
Throat.
These are my?
Legs.
Okay. And these are my?
Shoes.
Or my?
Feet.